welcome back to Murder by Moonlight, a podcast about assassinations. We will travel back in time to today's killing, the poison-tipped umbrella, so sit back, relax, and listen closely as we talk about murder. It was September 11th, 1978, and Georgie Markov was headed home from a long day of work. Suddenly, a stranger with an umbrella bumps into Markov, shooting him with the tip of his umbrella. He apologizes with a thick Bulgarian accent, and within seconds disappears within the back of a taxi. Markov heads home and forgets about the incident until he begins to feel sick only hours later. What happened to Georgie Markov on this chilly autumn day? Georgie Markov was born and raised in Yavivo, Bulgaria. He wrote screenplays, novels, plays, and other forms of entertainment. He was well known for his work, but many of his plays were restricted by communist censors. This did not stop him from writing. Eventually, he left for Bologna, Italy, to live near his brother. He originally planned to return to Bulgaria, but since his relationship with the Bulgarian authorities wasn't all that great, he decided to stay out west. Another factor that caused him to stay is the fact that the authorities refused to extend his passport in 1971. In 1972, he was kicked out of the Union of Bulgarian Writers and sentenced to 6 years and 6 months in prison for defection against Bulgaria. Earlier that year, he had moved to London and started to learn English. He joined the BBC and wrote about life in communist Bulgaria. He also had a weekly broadcast about the same topic, but the broadcast didn't say the best things about the Bulgarian government or leadership. This added to how Markov's plays were being performed in London did not do well for Georgie and may have made him a target for the Bulgarian secret services. During this time period, he married Annabel Dilk and a year later had a daughter named Alexandra Rania. As we know, in 1978, Markov got stabbed with an umbrella by a stranger with a suspicious accent. 4 days after being stabbed in the thigh, Georgie died. Toxicologists believe he was injected with ricin, a deadly poison. The mere size of spherical pellets rules out many possible poisons. Reports of a similar attempt have been reported, but this time it wasn't successful. Vladimir Kostov reported a similar experience. He was shot in the back with one of the pellets and miraculously lived. After Markov's death, medical experts went into his leg and found a pellet. Previously containing ricin, the pellets both had holes drilled into them at right angles. This is where the poison was deposited. Markov's pellet was smaller than a pinhead, having a diameter of just 1.7 millimeters. There is an exhibit in Washington that displays an umbrella similar to the one used to kill Georgie Markov. Details will be presented at the end of the podcast. Are you looking for a nice, durable umbrella? If so, our vintage 1978 Bulgarian-style umbrella is right for you. The Savov is stylish and stealthy, perfect for all of your escapades, or maybe just the bus stop. Just visit SavovDesigner.com to order your umbrella today. Savov, designer umbrellas. Markov was doomed when he was hit with that pellet. His murderer's code name was Piccadilly, but nobody has been able to find out the true identity of Markov's murderer. However, we do know that Georgie was killed on the orders of Todar Zivkov. Todar Zivkov was a communist dictator of Bulgaria from 1954 to 1989. He was born in 1911 and passed away in 1998. He was convicted of being corrupted and listening to the Kremlin. His passing was the start of the end of communism in Bulgaria. Moscow considered him to be a perfect leader, and he has been referenced as Moscow's little brother. Thank you for listening to Murder by Moonlight, and for those of you who wanted to hear more about the museum mentioned earlier, it's called the International Spy Museum, and it's based in Washington, D.C. It's a private, non-profit museum that gets about 600,000 visitors a year. If you are able, this could be a great opportunity to learn more about espionage and the uses of spies. To find out more, go to spymuseum.org. Thanks again to all of our listeners for listening and supporting our podcast. For more of these podcasts, go to murderbymoonlight.com, where you can find our other episodes. If you enjoyed this episode, consider donating on our website for more episodes. We appreciate everyone who keeps this podcast going. Have a stupendous afternoon, and listen to some jazz.